Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Melanie Marasi Shayuchu, the schus Yosef Tzvi, the Marasin Miriam, the Ram, the Marasin Miriam, Yami Sarabas, Marasin Miriam, Haim, Bechol, Hanub, and Elehem, Rabbat Slacha, Hagito Bas Rabchain Tzvi, Bechol, Hanub, and Eleha, Bumadai Bas Chanadina, Rabbat Slacha, Chum Shpachta. We're going to be discussing the shaila of whether a person is chayiv l'chaved aviv, his grandfather, and facing ourselves in the Torah, Mar Rabbi Agon Avelu Vachay Meharwit Shlita. Rashi brings the Bereishis Rabbah, Parashat Tzadi Dalet Osei, that the pasuk says, Vayizbach Tzvachim Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, it doesn't say Elokei Aviv Avram, because a person is chayiv l'chaved aviv, yoser mikvod zkenoi. Person has to honor his father more than he honors his grandfather. The Ramah in Yerladei and Simin Reish Mem, Sifchav Dalid, brings the opinion of the Ma'arik, B'Sherish Lamed, She'ein Adam Chayev B'Chvoid Avi Aviv, that a person is not obligated to honor his grandfather. The Ramah argues and he says, no, Chayev B'Chvoid Avi Aviv, just your Chayev to honor your father more in your grandfather, but you also have to honor your grandfather. The Taz was Machmiria Kedivre Haramah. Yeshle Stapik Ladas Haramah, Shachayev Adam Machoid Ovi Ovi. What's the gather of the Chiyuv? And they're two studying. We can say that it's a Chiyuv, Be'etzem Lechabed is Zekenai, Keshem Shachayev Lechabed is Ovi V'imai. And Mishum Shebnei Bonim Harayim Kebonim, Ve'arezen Nichlo B'tzivu Yatoyra Shal Kabedes Avicho. Or you can say, "She'ein zechiyuv kvoid zkenoi klal, ela mishum kvoid aviv." One hand you can say it's an independent chiyuv, it's a chiyuv atzmi. Or you can say no. You can say that it is only a chiyuv because of the father. For example, why do you have to honor your older brother or your father's wife, not your mother, your father's wife, stepmother, Bitzad Kavod Aviv. And Achar Misa Sa'av, Kvareinu Chayev. Pesachei Tshuva talks about this in Sifkat Nyot Ches, Leninachiv HaGadol. We see this in Ksubis, and Daf Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph. And the reason is, like the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, B'Sherish HaBeis, She'ein hachiyuv l'chavda mitzad kovet shal eishes av ba'atzma, el mishum sha'idei she'mechabed eishes aviv, magia kovod la'aviv. Because you're honoring your father's wife, mimela, because you're obligated to honor your father, you also have to honor his wife. It's not a chiyuv atzmi to honor your father's wife, but it's only a chiyuv machmas aviv. And the Pesachei Tshuva, as I mentioned, talks about honoring your older brother. Not having to honor your older brother after the father's death, lo aleinu. So we could say there's six nafkaminas, whether the chiyuv l'chaved zkenoi is a chiyuv atzmi, it's an independent chiyuv to be l'chaved your grandfather, or it's only because you're chayv to honor your father as part of the honor of your father, you also have to honor your grandfather. One nafkamina would be if there's a chiyuv l'chabed ovi, ovi, ovi. What about your great-grandfather? Because maybe we can say it's bar chidush. That according to the first reason, that the reason you have to be l'chabed your grandfather is because b'nei banim areim kibanim, and therefore he's like your father. It's a chiyuv atzmi. So lav dafka b'nei banim, elahu adin b'nei banim. L'chein hala, the sons of the sons of your also. Your great grandfather, and therefore it's an independent chiyuv for grandfather to make chiyuv for great grandfather. But according to the second reason, that it's not a chiyuv atzmi, but it's only because of the chiyuv mishum kvod aviv, that's only chiyuv aviv. But aviv, there's no chiyuv. Because there's no chiyuv atzmi. You're only chayav to honor your grandfather because your father has a chiyuv of kibud aveim. But your father doesn't have a chiyuv of kibud aveim for his grandfather. So why should you have to honor your great-grandfather? Another nafkamina would be, haim noyeg moicha. Haim noyeg moicha ov ve'avi aviv. Orak kibud. Haim noyeg moira ov v'avi aviv. Is there a fear when it comes to the grandfather or only kibud? Chasim Sofer in his Chedushim Tiksubis writes, Es avicha, the rabos eshes avicha, lefiza nira divin moira loy mechayev, the hasim lo ksiv es. We learn from the es that it includes your father's wife, but not Mora. By Mora, it doesn't say S. Ki im ishem o viviv tiro, lo matzasi zem mefurash. He says, I haven't found them mefurash, but it would seem there's no chiyuv Mora for your father's wife, because you learned it from the word S, and there's no S by Mora. So now we can say that according to the first time, that the chiyuv, to be mechaved, avi aviv, hainu mishim shibenei banam rayim kibanim, hainu shizen nichla b'chal kabeh savicha, אז אם כן, הוא הדין לגבי מוירה אוב, וחייב גם זה, וגם זה נכלל בכלל לאיש אמו ואביו תירו. If the word is that you're חייב to be מחבד אבי אביו, because בני בנם רואים כבנם, so just like by your father, you have a חייב מוירה, by your grandfather you also have a חייב מוירה. But if the reason is, חייב לחבד אבי אביו, because that's your way of your way of being mechaved your father. So maybe mishumaniya sar aviv, you shouldn't cause sar for your father, and therefore you're mechaved the grandfather. That's only the gabe kavod. But now the gabe mora. It's like the Chasam Sofer wrote about eshesav. Eshesav is only machmas aviv. It's not a chiyuv atzmi, and therefore. In Al-Chai Beish Yisaviv Mora, there's no S. And so too, Avi Aviv also. There's no Chiyuv. Possibly, you could argue, but possibly there's no Chiyuv because there's only a Chiyuv. You have to have more of your grandfather if you say that it's a Chiyuv Atzmi, just like you have more of your father, you have more of your grandfather. But if it's only Mach Masav, it's only a Totsav, your Chiyuv, the Kavar Kibarav. So, it says S, there's a ribut. The rabbos, your eshes, your father's wife, in order to be mechaved your father, you also have to be mechaved your father's wife. But not mora. So the same way the Chasam Sofer says, not mora for your father's wife, also not mora for your father's father, because it's also totsav b'chiyuv of your, to be mechaved your father. And just like by mora, by kavod eshes aviv, it's only kavod and not mora, so too by kavod Avi, Avi, it's only covered in that mode. Another possible nafkamina says in Kedushin 32a, Kibud Av Mishel Mi. So Rebbe says Mishel Ben, Rav Meresha says Mishel Av. Who do you have to pay? Whose pocket does it come out of? So well, one opinion is it comes out of your son's pocket, where Rebbe says, Rav Meresha says, no, it comes out of the father's pocket. If you do Kibud Av, your father has to pay the Mechaber Paskins, Simon Reishman, Siv Chavdal. Shekibud of Mishel of the father has to pay. So now, according to those who hold the chayiv on the mechaber avi aviv, who's paying? Is grandpa paying or are you paying? So lechar it's telling the shnei tzadim. If it's a chiyuv atzmi b'nei banim rayim kibanim, is like your father. There also, it's like your father has to pay for the kibud. So to the grandfather has to pay for the kibud. According to the other side. Rechiv l'chaved avi aviv is mishum kibud av, so maybe the kibud is going to be minichse av, because he's doing it in order to be mechaved your father, so therefore he's got to pay, not the grandfather. Givaldik. Nafkamina number four, kisha aviv mochal al kvodo. Shomrim b'kiddushin lamed beiz amral kvodo mochal. O shirosh avinu chayv l'chavdo is the rechiv l'chaved avi aviv. According to the Tzaddik, it's a chiyuv atzmi, then you have to, obviously have to mechabed your grandfather. It doesn't matter if the father's a rasha or he's mocha, but according to the Tzaddik, it's only mitam kibbutz, you're not chayav to mechabed your father because he's mocha, because he's a rasha, according to those who hold that you're not to mechabed and have rasha. You also don't have to mechabed the grandfather. Another pasuk nafkamina, kisigno nafkamina zu, kishaviv meis, vavi aviv chai, lo alenu, a person's father's dead, if a grandfather's still alive, according to the first Tzaddik, yes, you have your father's father because it's like your father. So, but if the father is no longer alive, then he doesn't necessarily have to mechabe the grandfather. So, even though on the father it says mechado b'chayev, mechado b'mosa, that's dvarim sheshmo of miskabi b'zeh. Like you say, avi moiri. But in other things, no. It's not covered the shame avi if it's not shaykh after misa saviv. Like the chiluk we learn when we learn the tshuva. Rabbi Kibager and the Chuvas and Abir Kama, since Samaches, we share in that recently. And he says that for it, when it comes to your father's name, you have to mechavid your grandfather. Yeah, you have to mechavid your father after his death. It's say Avi Mori. When things just about causing him tsar or nachas and the Olam Elyon, so that doesn't apply after he's dead. That's not an obligation. In the Mela, it would also not be an obligation to be mechabed avi aviv after the father's death. That's not mefarish shmo, that doesn't glorify his name, like saying avi moiri. But if it's b'nei banim or em kibanim, then pashit, just like one's chayv to be mechabed one's father, one's chayv to be mechabed one's grandfather, it doesn't matter whether the father's alive or not. The gro in his beard to the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simin Reish Mem, Oslam Gimel proves from what it says in Makkos Tanichado Shargus Benas Lagol Adam Tan Yidach Ein Benas Lagol Adam. One brayse says that if a father killed his son, Shaharag of a father killed, so Benas Lagol Adam, the ben can be the Gol Adam. Another brayse says that a son can't be the Gol Adam to kill his father. And the Gemara concludes Lo Kash Yehav Ibnov the ben benai. So in other words, a grandson can be a Gol Adam, but not a son. And the fact that it's permitted to kill one's grandfather, b'din gol adam, one can prove that there's no mitzvah of kibbutz be'avi aviv, because he's allowed to kill the grandfather. That's gol adam. Based on what we said, it's only a raya if we say ketam arisha, that it's a chiyav atzmi. If it's a chiyav atzmi, why is one not chayav to be mechabed one's grandfather? Why can't he be the gol adam? Not for the father, only for the grandfather. It must be. There's no chiyuv cover for the grandfather. But according to the second side, that after Mises Aviv, there's no longer a chiyuv of kibbut avi aviv. There's no proof in there. Because there it's talking about why is he a gol adam? So he's a gol adam because the grandfather killed the father. So that's nice. Why he's not chayiv to be mechavid. Normally he is chayiv to be mechavid the grandfather, but here he's not. Because there's no father. The father died. That's why he's Gol Adam, because the grandfather killed the father. So Memela, he's not Chayiv in Kibbutz Avi Aviv in this case, because he has no Aviv, but normally he would be Chayiv in Kibbutz Avi Aviv. Nafkamina number 5, we say in Kiddush Naflamet Aleph, Kavod Aviv Kodim LeKavod Imal, She'ata V'imcha Chayavim B'Chvada. That Kavod Aviv precedes Kavod Imo, because both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father. Kavod Aviv, right? When there's a conflict between honoring one's father and honoring one's mother, one's father comes first because both the son and the mother are obligated to honor the father. So according to the Tzaddik, the Chiyuv Kavod Aviv is the Chiyuv Atzmi, B'nei Banim and Kabanim. So then, l'fizeh, you would have to be mechabed your grandfather more than your father. Why? Because there also there's the svara, so now they're on an equal plane. And then you have the svara vata b'hu chayav b'chvoda. Both you and your father are chayav and your grandfather is covered. Not only that, but even in a case where one's father is alive and one's grandfather is not alive, since his father is obligated to honor his grandfather even after the death of the grandfather, he has to be mechaved the grandfather. The father has to be mechaved the grandfather both in life and in death. If so, a person's chayv covered of yavi yosim covered of yavi. Because the father has to be mechaved the grandfather. But let's say the sheni, the chiyuv covered of yavi, is because that's the way he's mechaved his father. So the fiza pshita, that his chayv covered of yavi most more than his chayv covered of yavi. Even b'chayish name. So in Kenemanu b'zeh, right? Because if you're only mechabed your grandfather because of your father, rather your father comes first. Kenemanu b'zeh, if we're correct in this, we can prove in the Rama, kitzad hasheni, that it's mitzad kavod aviv that you're chayvin kavod sabo, not a chiyuv atzmi. Because he writes, but even in the life of your father, you have to be mechabed your father more than the grandfather. So based on what we said, if our analysis is correct, muchuf katzad hasheni. Since he says that you have to mechabed your father more than your grandfather, it must be that the chiyuv of kavod avi aviv. It's because of Kavod Aviv. It's not a Chiyuv Atzmi, because if it was a Chiyuv Atzmi, then you'd have to be Mechabed your grandfather more, because you and your father are Chayv B'Chvodo. That's if it was a Chiyuv Mitzad Kavod Aviv. That's if it was a Chiyuv Atzmi. It's a Chiyuv Atzmi, so you have to be Mechabed. They're both like your father. And since you and your father are obligated in his honor, so in the Mele you have to be Mechabed your grandfather before your father. But the Ramah says your father comes first, so it must be your only Chayv and Kavod of your grandfather. Instead of being mechabed your father, and the middle of your father comes first. According to this, if one's father and grandfather both died, the thing would be that according to the first sad, that it's a chiyuv atzmi, he's chayv v'kavod aviv yoser, mikavod avi aviv, because now there's no longer a svara v'atov v'chayav v'chvoda. According to the second sad, since aviv meis, Shuv einu chayiv klal b'kavod avi aviv. If the according to the first sad, so now they're on equal footing again because there's no more their father is obligated to honor the grandfather. In the middle, of the father will come first because sof he's your father. But according to the second sad, since your father, since one not yours, that's shown, since one's father died. So he's not chayv at all b'kavod avi aviv. If his father and grandfather died, he's not chayv at all b'kavod avi aviv. According to the first side, he's chayv to honor his father more than his grandfather. It's a chiyuv atzmi. But it's only chiyuv machmas the father, and the father's not alive anymore. So then there's no chiyuv for kavod avi aviv. Because there's no father anymore to be mechavit, so maybe there's no grandfather. You only have to be mechavit the father was mefar shemo, but not other things. Not things that lechvodot give him nachas ruach or whatever. That doesn't apply after the father dies. In Mele, it doesn't have to mechabe the grandfather. So if what we're saying is correct, then yesh lo chiyach midivrei halivi aschein. Katzadar Rishon. Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuva Madura Kama Sinan Samaches brings Divrei Agoin HaKodesh Meinu Ar Yehuda Leib Nino Shalabach Sifra Livi Aschein Parshas Vayigash. Because of Liyashiv Kushtar Ramban, Ramban asked in the Medrash, and the Medrash says that it says Avi Yitzchak, and it doesn't say Avram. Where's Avram? So you see that you have to mechavid your father more than your grandfather. Ask the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu said, Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. There he was, Makim Avram Yitzchak. So what's Rashi going to do with that? So the Levi Aschein answers that there Yitzchak was alive Since Yitzchak was alive, Yaakov was chayav to be mechabed Avram more than Yitzchak. Als the svara v'ata ve'avicha chayavim bechvoda. So when Yitzchak is alive, he has to be mechabed Avram more. Aval kan, hare Yitzchak var niftar v'nasa chavshim en ha-mitzvahs. Here we're talking about where Yitzchak is no longer alive. And therefore there was no more kavod Avram that was muta al Yitzchak. So Yaakov was chayav to be mechabed Aviv Yitzchak yoser me'Avram. That's the Levi Yaschein. So based on what we said, it's Muchrach that he holds, like the first Tzad, that it's a Chiyuv Atzmi. And therefore he can say that one is Chayiv, after Yitzchak's death, he was Chayiv to Mechavid Yitzchak more than Avram. But it's a Chiyuv, but there's still a Chiyuv covered for Avram. Because according to the second Tzad, there's no Chiyuv of covered for Avram anymore. Because now that Yitzchak's dead, and the whole kavod is Machmas Yitzchak, so there's no chiyuv anymore in Avram. Gemara number six. If there's a chiyuv to mechabed avi imo, the Gra and Siman Reish Mem Oslam Dalet proves from the Gemara in Sota. It says there that Rav Acha bar Yaakov itpale b'Rav Yaakov bar Barte, that Rav Acha bar Yankiv tarach b'gidulo shel Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter. When he got older, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said to his grandson, "Bring me water." And Yaakov said, "I'm not your son, and therefore I'm not chayav to mechabed you like a father." Adam Rianchi, Rabbi Rabbi, Barbara Tachana. Gadel Gadel is Nichadecha. Rabbi Rabbi, raise your grandchildren, and then they're going to tell you that I'm the son of your daughter, and not Chayiv to be Mechabed you. So from here, the Gra proves that you don't have to be Mechabed your Avi Imo. And he's Doche that Gam Ladas Haramad, Chayiv Bekavad Zakeno. Hainu dafka avi aviv lo avi imo. And he writes the reason dafka b'avi aviv is chayv kis b'nei banam rein kibanim. But b'nei banos are not kibanim, like it says in Bereishis Rabba, Parshat Tzadi Dalet Osvav. So it's dafka a maternal grandparent, no, but a paternal grandparent, yes. From the Gra we can learn, like the first Tzad, at the time of kavod avi aviv, is a chiyuv atzim, it's a chiyuv be'atzim. That's dafka ba'avi aviv, the b'nei banam rein kibanim. The b'nei banos are not kibanim. But according to the second side, that it's mishum kvod aviv, so avi imo also. He should have been mischayv like he's mischayv in kavod imo. That's why you have to be mechabed, one has to be mechabed a stepfather. That's kavod aim. Kibud aim. So to one's maternal grandmother, father, kibud aim. So apparently the Gra holds that it's mitzad arban b'nei banam rein kibanim. So mimotzad dvarim yeshla holu bezus Hashem. Nafka mina nifla. The Gra is coming from B'nai Banos Enam Kibanim, like the Medrash says. So from this, based on what we learn in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Parakalam Vav, that B'nai Banos Nami Havi Kibanim. So that's one Medrash, but there's another Medrash that says that they are Kibanim. So you're Chayiv B'Kavod Avi Ima, your father B'Chayiv in maternal grand, covered by your eternal grandfather. We can be Mechadish. Nevertheless, Kavod Avi Avi is Chamer B'Kavod Avi Ima, because earlier on, we're from Livy Aschein, that Kavod Avi Aviv is Gadol Mikavod Aviv, because Ata Vehu Chayavim Bechvodem, because both you and your father are Chayav in the Kavod of your grandfather. So now we can say, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, that Bechavod Avi Imo, the din will be that kavod imo is chamer yoser, we kavod avi imo. Since imo is not chayavis b'kvod avia, because she's mishubedis l'baila, like it says in Siman Reish Mem Sif Yud Zayin. So there's no svara v'ata v'hi chayavim b'kvodo. Since she's now mishubed to the baal, she's not mishubed to the husband anymore. She's not meshibbet to the father anymore, she's meshibbet to the husband. So therefore, her son also wouldn't be chayiv. In other words, he has to honor the mother more than her father, because she's not obligated to honor her father. You can't say the svara that you and your mother are chayiv to mechabit the grandfather, because she's not chayiv to mechabit the grandfather. So it's true that one is chayiv mechabit aviyimo shebnei banos harem kibanim, but one would still be chayiv mechabit imo yoser, because she's not meshuvah to the grandfather. So therefore, there's no svara of you and your mother are chayiv in the kavod of the grandfather. Therefore, you should be mechabit the father for the mother first, before the grandfather, her father. Hashem can, at least according to Levi Aschein, when you have a son and a grandson, meaning a father and a grandfather, one's mechabit the grandfather first, because his father is also chayiv in the kavod of his grandfather. If that svara doesn't apply, then the parent comes first. So nidna rosh v'nashuva l'guf hadin shechayev adam v'kavod avi aviv v'niret sad chadosh v'ha shechayev adam v'chabed avi aviv. We're going to say a new tzad in why you're chayev to be mechabed your grandfather, your father's father. First, the Shach. The Shach in Reish Mem Beis, Sif Katan Mem, writes, Shechayev Adam Mechabed is Rabbi Shel Rabbi. One has to be mechabed his Rebbe's Rebbe. And not only that, even more than the covet of his Rebbe. With the Pshuto, we have to understand this gather. Sharei shnei tzadim she'amarnu, these two tzadim that we saw before, aren't shayach. One side of the nebanim and kubanim isn't shayach, and the other side, that the chiyot to mechabit your grandfather, your mechabit your father, we don't find by covered rabba. We don't find that somebody's mechabit eishes rabba. Somebody doesn't mechabit eishes rabba. What does he have to mechabit? Rabbo shall rabbo. It's the same word. It's to mechabit eshes rabbo, it's rabbo, it's to mechabit rabbo shall rabbo. So therefore, we can say a new gather, and that is, shakol shata chayiv b'chvoido, ta chayiv l'chabit is shehu chayiv l'chabit. That if you're chayiv b'chvoido, you have to mechabit what he has to be mechabit. And we can give a reason for this, that when a person is mechuyev b'chvod rabbo, part of the nihuge kavod is that others should also be noe kavod b'rabbo. He can't be mechayev others to be noe like this, but he can be mechayev those that are mechuyev in his kavod, they should be noe kavod b'rabbo. So according to this, we have a new reason why a person's chayev l'chaved is avi aviv, just like your chayev l'chaved rabbo shel rabbo. Why are you mechayev l'chaved rabbo shel rabbo? Because you have to be mechayev. Since he has to be mechabed, he's mechuyev kavod. So ata chayev lechabed is mishehu chayev lechabed. So it's not pshat that by being mechabed, your rabbi's rabbi, you're being mechabed your rabbi. Because then you'd be also obligated to be honor his wife, and you're not, because that'd also be honor for him. Rather, we say that the one he's chayv to mechavid, you have to mechavid. He's chayv to mechavid, you also chayv to mechavid, you're ready. Say something about your grandfather. Your father's chayv to mechavid, your grandfather, you also have to mechavid, your grandfather. So, calls it dafka, im gamushat, besiba sachiv, shakov, the rabbi, the rabbi, of the aviv. Yoshmar Hashem, chayv, chayv, rabbi, shalaviv, bavagav, shalaviv, chayv, chayv, chayv. So this is all fishat for the sivus achiv of kavod the rabbo. He's giving kavod his rabbi and mechabed his rabbi. He's giving kavod to his father and mechabed his father. We don't find that a person is chayav to mechabed the rabbi of his father. Even though his father is chayav to mechabed his rabbi, but one is not chayav to mechabed his father's rabbi. So this one we said we understand very well. Then the father is chayav to mechabed his rabbi because he taught him Torah and he brought him to Olam Haba. And that's not shayach to the son that he didn't learn Torah by his father's rabbi. And for this reason, who then that a person is not chayav to mechabed his rabbi's father? Because he's not shayach, there's no sivus achiv. But Avi Aviv, since the reason that the father is chayav to mechabed his father is because he brings him to chayav Olam Hazeh, so that's shayach also by the son. Shalidei Avi Aviv, gam hu balidei lechayav Olam Hazeh. So the son also gets life because of Avi Aviv. Just like the father gets life because of the grandfather, so too because of his father, so too the grandson gets life because of the grandfather. So here you have the Sivus Achiyuv. That it's not only that you have to mechabit who is chayv to mechabit, because again, you don't have to mechabit your rabbi's father. Because you don't have that svara of him bringing you to Olam Haba. But you have to mechabit your father's father, because just like your father has to mechabit his father because he brought him to Olam Haba, so you have to mechabit your father for that. Your grandfather for that reason. Now this new geder creates a new nafgamina. That a person isn't chayav to be mechabed avi ima. Because by avi ima we pass in Reish Mem Sifat Zayin that a woman is not chayavis b'choyed avi adem shu'avedis l'bayla. So it's not shayach. But you have to be mechabed your grandfather because you're chayav to be mechabed the one this person's chayav to be mechabed. I have mechabit my rabbi's rabbi because he's chayav mechabit his rabbi, and I'm a shibbet my rabbi, so I have mechabit him. I have mechabit him as well. But my mother is not chayav mechabit her father because she's mishuabedes lebayla. So in kein lo shaykh b'zeh atam shekasavnu shekol sheta chayav lechavdo ata chayav lechavit is mishu chayav lechavit because the woman isn't chayav is b'chod aviyah. As you say that, b'etzim she is chayav b'chod aviyah, v'ayid reviela. It's something external that's stopping her from doing it, but essentially she is, and therefore the grandson would also be. That this is all when one's father is alive. But if one's father dies and his mother's still alive, his parents got divorced, and now the mother is chayav in the kavod of her father. Or if the father is alive and he's not makbid, then she is chayav in the kavod of her father like the shachwitz. According to this din will be that he's chayav in the kavod of Avi Imo. If he's chayav in the kavod, she's chayav in the kavod. What about the Gemara and Sota? So the Gemara and Sota mentes, it wasn't mechabit his grandfather. You can say there, the father was makbid, that the mother should be mechabit him, and the male of the grandson isn't chayav in the kavod of the grandfather, because the mother is not meshuvah to the grandfather, to her father, and so the grandson also is not. So machlokas between the Ma'arik and the Ramah for persons chayav l'chavid avi aviv. We had a suffix together on chiyuv. Is it a chiyuv atzmi of bnei banim rank the banim, or is it part of the kibud av? That by being mechavid avi aviv, you're going covered l'aviv. By being mechavid achiv agadol. You could say nafkamina. Great-grandfather. B'nai B'banim, wearing K'banim, it applies. But not according to the Tzad HaSheni. It's only out to cover it up, keep it up. Because he's, your father is chayav to mechabit his father. So you also mechabit his father. But your father is not being keep it up by his grandfather. Another nafkamina. The chayav v'moyer of Iraq b'kibud. According to the Chasim Sofer. that there's no chiyuv moira be'eshes aviv v'achiv agadol. So too, if it's only mitzad kavod aviv, that you're going kavod la'aviv when you're mechavet your grandfather, it doesn't apply to moira. But if it's a chiyuv atzmi, then it's just like a father, then it's going to be moira. I said another nafkamina, kivod av mishel av, you can't be kavod avi aviv, harayim mishel avi av. If it's a chiyuv atzmi, it's mishel avi aviv. And he has to pay. But if it's out to cover the father, and the father has to pay. Another nafkamina, if the father is a rush or he dies, there's no kibbut of. But the name kibbut of, if it's a chiyuv atzmi, there is a chiyuv. Another nafkamina is a yid mechayiv to mechabir avi av yosem yaviv. Datu v'chayiv mechvod, according to the first sad. He's chayiv bo kibbut avi aviv yosem, according to the second sad. He's chayiv bo kibbut aviv yosem. The Ramah says that he's chayiv kavod aviv yosef, so he obviously holds like the second sad, as we explain. Now the nafkamina, your maternal grandfather, B'nei Banarim Kabanim, wouldn't apply according to the Yerushalmi that B'nei Banos aren't Kabanim. But according to the second Sad, yes. Maybe Mechabed your father's mother, or Mechabed your mother. Hadvarim hayin aflam b'yoser, and you know, obviously there's a ton more to say on this sugya. So hopefully we will continue and see more aflos, rabbis, and teres Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.